So universal rules of thumb. Obviously, whoever you talk to in the process of an investigation, you need to show respect. And I would say that if you're going to be conducting investigations as an outside attorney, I usually try to remind my clients, you know, other lawyers that call me when they start talking, I will say, look, before you tell me too much, let me just remind you that there may be the possibility that you don't want a privilege to apply, or even if you do want it to apply, the court disagrees and says it doesn't. So if you share information with me, it should be information that you're comfortable with ultimately being discovered. And we're not always used to that, guarding ourselves in that way when we talk to other lawyers. So I think it's a good idea to just give somebody the heads up that to frame what they're sharing, because they'll say, frankly, I think blah, blah, blah. You know, they have a history of, and I'm like, I didn't need to know that. You know, as an investigator of this concern, I did not need to know that particular thing. So now if I'm called upon to testify about what I was told before the investigation started, then, you know, I know information that is probably something we want to share. So it's good to remind them. Okay, so universal rules of thumb: be respectful, be neutral. Don't go in with an agenda one way or the other. You're not really in this context as the investigator. You're not an advocate for one side or the other. You are simply trying to find out what happened so that whoever is the advocate for the company can then make those decisions. Obviously, let common sense rule. You know, whatever anybody else has said, if it just doesn't pass the smell test, it probably shouldn't be done. Zero tolerance for retaliation. That's important to stress with for anybody involved in this whole process. And a lot of times the clients have asked, and I encourage them to have me remind the witnesses that the company has a policy that prohibits retaliation against somebody who participates in investigative process, and it, you know, who they are supposed to report to if they feel that they are being subjected to retaliation after talking to me. And that goes to the concept of where do you conduct the investigations. And I know I'm doing some asides, but these are things that I think you need to know. If you're doing it on premises, do it in an area where not everybody who might be involved with that particular set of circumstances works or will see you. Because what you don't want is people knowing who you've interviewed. Particularly, you don't want anybody who's been accused of harassment to know who all you've interviewed, because that makes it riskier that they will be subjected to retaliation for having participated. You also don't want to say, if they say, I'll get that document to you, just have them email it to you or drop it off for you with HR. Don't ask them to drop it back by, because you may be in the middle of an interview with another witness and they open the door to bring you a document, and then they see who else is being interviewed. Not so cool. So keep those concepts in mind as you're thinking logistics. And obviously you need to document every step that you're going through, in detail. And that's what those exhibits reflect that are attached to the paper, is how you would go about doing that. So typical steps is, first step is to enlighten the accused. As an investigator, that's not my job. That's typically going to be the job of whoever the attorney is who's going to be representing the company. And so the goal is to put the accused on notice as quickly as possible that there has been a complaint. And the reason you want to do that is you want to be able to tell them what the expectation is while the investigation is going on. You know, one, avoid any type of conduct that falls into the category that is allegedly the concern. And two, not to talk about any, you know, these allegations with anybody inside the company, except for, in-house counsel or HR, but preferably just in-house counsel. And, you know, to sit tight and be polite, go over the whole retaliation thing. Don't retaliate. Don't do anything that looks, acts, or smells like retaliation. Don't go into the office tomorrow and look at everybody except the person who's complained about you and say, hello, hello, hello. You know, and then just give them the cold shoulder, because then you're making it clear to everybody you're ticked off at that individual. But the reason you'd like to do this, preferably in the context of an attorney-client privilege communication, is to avoid having to have them testify later if there is a retaliation claim made that they said something which is not uncommon after somebody gets told that they're being accused is, well, that's the last time I take a woman on a sales trip. Or, well, I'll never meet with another woman in my office with the door closed again. Or,